This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us from the Lovell Chronicle. Their November 21st edition covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of November 11th through the 17th. On November 11th, a Lovell dispatcher suffered a dog bite while feeding a malnourished dog the department had rescued earlier that day. The dispatcher was treated at North Bighorn Hospital and released the same evening. The dog was not determined to be aggressive, just underfed and protecting its newfound food. So you don't want to do that with a malnourished dog. Put your hand in front of him. In front of a fat guy at McDonald's.
It's just like the cartoon. The guy took on the shape of a pork chop.
Yeah, and the dog was not going to have anybody taking that away from him.
No.
And newfound food, Russ. So I sometimes have that. Hey, new food. Where'd this new food come from?
Yeah, Loki gets really interested. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. This is the same old stuff.
Yeah. On November 12th, officers were called to a home on East Main Street after residents had concerns that someone may be in their backyard after their security lights flashed on and they could smell cigarette smoke coming from behind their house. What is that smoke? Officers found no track, sign of forced entry, or suspicious individuals in the area. So, it could be their security lights are smoking, Russ. We don't know. Yeah, but they could smell cigarette smoke, Russ. They knew what that smells like. And it could be wafting from the bar from downtown. We don't know. So, on November 14th, officers searched the area nearby West 3rd after a local woman reported hearing a knock at her door at 4 a.m. Officers could locate no suspicious individuals within the area. So the door was just making a noise, Russ. Or the wind could have been causing a problem with her. On November 17th, juvenile persons of interest have been identified in the vandalism of another juvenile's car. The vehicle's tires had been slashed, its windshield egged, and writing was found on the side written in mud. The case remains under investigation. So,
he'll never get this off.
Yeah.
Wait, it's mud.
Yeah. Juvenile persons of interest. I'm no longer in that category, Ralph, so I'm pretty safe with that one.
You're the anti-juvenile.
Yeah, juvenile acting person of interest. Yeah. That could be, yeah. Also, a 30-year-old was arrested for driving under a suspended license. She had numerous prior offenses, transported to Bighorn County Jail without incident. Oh, I'm sure she had a comment or two, but...
And the lights come on behind her. Not this again.
Yeah, she had numerous priors. Let's see. Police report headline. Dispatcher injured while feeding malnourished dog. Well, I didn't say that they were... She was... Well, yeah. But don't put your hand back down there.
No, right? No. Yeah.
Wait till the dog has a full belly and starts wagging its tail.
Yeah.
Then you can put your hand down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Exactly.
Let's go over to the Sheriff's Department. On November 15th, deputies were alerted to a safe found on the side of the road on Highway 14A West outside of Byron. A hole was found in the back of the safe. No contents were within it. The department has received no reports of a theft that may be relevant to the safe. Bighorn County Sheriff Ken Blackburn asked that anyone with information about the safe contact the department.
Honey, quick, go check and see if our safe is still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Or some guy just forgot the combination and ended up drilling a hole in the back, taking the stuff out, and then, hey, I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to the trouble of bringing it to the dump or anything. Also, deputies received a report of a missing calf, which had gone missing from a herd being transported out of Montana. The calf had gone missing in the Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area. The Carbon County Sheriff's Department out of Montana is investigating the scene. Theft is being considered as a possibility, but is not confirmed. So this calf was missing. Could have been someone's tasty dinner, future dinner.
Possibly purloined.
Yeah, or maybe just went water skiing. You don't know. You don't know, Russ.
I don't know if calves water ski. I think they're more of a tuber.
Yeah, they might be tubing, yeah. Also, a custody exchange turned ugly after an individual involved in the exchange reported a BB gun was allegedly pointed at her face by the other party.
Oh, jeez.
That's not civil. And we're back.
And we're back.
So I guess it was just a custody exchange, not a civil exchange, Russ. Deputies took a report of the situation, separated the parties, so stop pointing that BB gun.
You can't even point a BB gun anymore.
No. It'll pierce the skin, Russ.
Oh, I know.
You know that. Also, a deer killed in a suspicious circumstance was found 2 miles west of Cowley in a case of possible poaching. Deputies responded to the scene. Game warden notified case under investigation. So, the deer also had some information on the Clintons, right? Did you know that?
And with his dying gasp, he said Epstein didn't kill himself.
On November 17th, deputies responded to a skirmish between neighborhood dogs after a local resident reported that her dogs were involved in a fight with her neighbor's dogs, who had allegedly been running loose at the time. One of the dogs suffered a bite wound, but no people were injured. Case remains under investigation. So the dog fight was just a skirmish, right? It was a skirmish. Also, the Bighorn County Search and Rescue responded to a hunter out of Sheridan who misjudged the capabilities of his vehicle and found himself trapped in the snow on Hunt Mountain Road. You think a great place to hunt on Hunt Mountain, Run.
Yeah.
The rescue was accomplished without incident after the team sent out a drone that identified the driver's location and the best route to him. Sheriff Blackburn called it a very good mission. There you go.
Very good.
So,
and how many times have we heard that misjudge the capability of their vehicle?
I can jump that.
My four-wheel drive will go right here.
Sheriff's Report headline, BB gun pulled in custody exchange. That wasn't civil, though. Let's go over to Powell real quick and finish up. This occurring on last Thursday and Friday. They include underage smokers. Where? On East 7th. That's over by the school.
Weird.
Oh, wait. I got an unknown name from Cheyenne calling me, Rush.
Oh, I bet it's something important.
Oops. I hung up on him accidentally. A juvenile was issued a citation for a tobacco violation, disposition C case, which means he wants to go have another smoke. So
he's all stressed out.
Yeah, he's all jittery. So, and while they were there checking on the smoker, speeder goes by, speeding into school zone. Warning issued. Traffic complaint on West Coulter received a complaint of two vehicles that had been playing tag with each other at a high rate of speed. Oh, wait. Getting my call back, Russ.
All right, Clint.
Unknown name. So how do you get through life as an unknown name?
Yeah.
All right. Two vehicles playing tag with each other, high rate of speed. Caller followed the vehicles from Cody, and they turned off in town. So if they're going at a high rate of speed, this guy is following them at a high rate of speed.
Everybody's in a hurry.
An officer responded, checked the ALS, not located, gone on arrival. How do you play tag in your vehicle?
Smash, you're it.
I guess that would have to be it. So you can't reach out and touch the tag. Suspicious activity, North Clark, received report of a vehicle parked in front of the caller's house. The caller thought that either someone was trying to break into their car or scope out their house. They're in the mansion district on Clark Street, Russ. An officer responded with the vehicle gone on arrival. The officer continued to do extra patrol the rest of the night. They're scoping out our house.
And our many riches we keep out in our car.
So, and it could have been someone obeying the law and pulling over and talking on their cell phone, right? Which caused suspicious activity. No one does that. Let's see, traffic stop, headlights required and obstructed view. This occurring at 5:05 in the morning. So the obstructed view, I'm guessing, they didn't want to scrape their windows and yet didn't want to turn their headlights on at 5 in the morning.
Man, it's hard to see. Why is it so dark in here? Dark?
And the defroster will work eventually.
It's going to come on soon. Come on.
And that 5:05, yeah, the cops still have another hour of that overnight shift. So, yeah, they'll pull you over then.
Oh, yeah.
At 5:58, maybe not. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Dewitt Center. Great Christmas gift. Give the gift of an ice scraper.
Yeah.
Aldridge's. So check them out.
And a headlight switch reminder.
Yeah, you could do that too. Could be an electric shock. Anyway, appreciate the Lovell Chronicle and the Powell Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report. And